Practical Grammar of Northern Haida, Unit 3.11, Pronouns in Yes-No Questions. Recall from Unit 2 that we have two sets of active subject pronouns. There's the regular set that we use in making simple statements, and then there's the focused set that we use in answering Gisdu questions. So far, that's the only place where we've needed to use the focused set of pronouns. But now we have another opportunity. When we put a pronoun in front of the question focus marker Q, that pronoun is in focus position in the sentence. Since the pronoun is in focus position, we have to use the focused set of pronouns. Let's watch how the pronoun changes as we go from statement to yes-no question in the following pairs of sentences. Skadangang. Skadangang. I am picking berries. Slak skadang. Slak skadang. Am I picking berries? Deng hanilgang. Deng hanilgang. You are drinking water. Dak hanil. Dak hanil. Are you drinking water? Hultanugang. Hultanugang. She's building a fire. Laktanu. Laktanu. Is she building a fire? In each of these pairs of sentences, we see how the pronoun changes from its regular form in the statement to the focused form in the yes-no question. Of course, these changes only happen with the singular pronouns. The plural pronouns keep the same form in the regular set and the focused set. Tlungs hudangang. Tlungs hudangang. We are gathering seaweed. Tlungs hudang. Tlungs hudang. Are we gathering seaweed? Tlungs tlandlangang. Tlungs tlandlangang. You folks are washing your hands. Delunkstlandlen. Delunkstlandlen. Are you folks washing your hands? We can answer these questions in the same way as other yes-no questions. Here are some examples. Slakskadang. Slakskadang. Am I picking berries? Eh. Dungskadangang. Eh, dungskadangang. Yes, you are picking berries. Ge, dungshudangang. Ge, dungshudangang. No, you're gathering seaweed. Ga anu, kathi a. Ga anu, kathi a. No, kathi is. Dak hanil. Dak hanil. Are you drinking water? Ang hanilgang. Ang hanilgang. Yes, I'm drinking water. Ge skatagang. Ge skatagang. No, I'm eating. Ge. Baba. Ge, baba. No, Bob is. Lakutanu. Lakutanu. Is she building a fire? Eh, hultanugang. Eh, hultanugang. Yes, she's building a fire. Ga anu, hulstlakingangang. Ga anu hustlakingangang. No, she's playing guitar. Ge hla. Ge hla. No, I am. Notice that when we ask a hla question, the response is with dung, you, and not h, I. The reverse happens with da questions. The answer here will usually involve h, I, and not dung, you. We see this same sort of shifting happening when we use the plural pronouns in yes-no questions. Tlunkutli. Tlunkutli. Are we sewing? E dalungtutligang. E dalungtutligang. Yes, you folks are sewing. Ge dalungtahigang. Ge dalungtahigang. No, you folks are weaving. Ga anu fil iskan Irene a. Ga anu fil iskan Irene a. No, Phil and Irene are. Dulunk skiskaju. Dulunk skiskaju. Are you folks playing baseball? Ang dulung skiskajugang. Ang dulung skiskajugang. Yes, we're playing baseball. Ge dulung kiskaunungang. Ge dulung kiskaunungang. No, we're shooting pool. Ge mark isken malia. Ge mark isken malia. No, Mark and Molly are. Notice the same pattern here. With a dulung question, the answer usually involves dulung. But with a dulung question, the answer typically has dulung. Once you've seen a few examples like this, the pattern can seem logical and obvious. Nonetheless, many beginning students run into trouble when answering yes-no questions because they forget which pronoun to use. For example, a common error is to use dung in response to a dak question. For example, dak gata. Dak gata. Are you eating? E dungatagan. E dungatagan. Yes, you're eating. This can be a very confusing reply for someone to receive, so it pays to take some extra time to practice using the right pronoun in your answers to yes-no questions. Lastly, notice that we don't always have to have the subject be the one in focus position. It's also possible to put a temporal adverb there instead. Wayat kutung nang. Wayat kutung nang. Are you playing now? Ehnangang. Ehnangang. Yes, I'm playing. Wayatk vernk a Jew. Wayatk vernk a Jew. Is Vern singing now? Ge adahlu hulk a Jew a song. Ge adahlu hulk a Jew a song. No, he'll sing tomorrow.